Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to a particular issue, a particular state in which we think that our wuzu has terminated. And that is, does sleep nullify our wuzu? Does dozing off, does sleeping mean that we have broken our wuzu? Now, it needs to be understood that as far as things which invalidate our wuzu or terminate our wuzu are concerned, we all know them by the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we find that there is no such thing as that sleeping breaks our wuzu. Now, if there is no such thing, then obviously the question arises that where has this issue come from, that sleeping breaks the wuzu or it does not break the wuzu. Let me clarify that this issue has sprung from certain narratives which say opposite things. So there is one category of narratives which says that, or which from which we can deduce that sleeping does not terminate wuzu. And then there is another category of narratives from which we deduce that when we doze off, when we go to sleep, then this does break our wuzu. Now, let me clarify and let me try to make a reconciliation between these narratives. And if we do so, we'll find that the issue at hand is that sleeping in itself, per se, it does not terminate wuzu. However, since there is a possibility that when one has dozed off, he could have broken his wuzu, so therefore, as a precautionary measure, it is advisable that one does wuzu again. However, when one wakes up and one is sure from his inner self that the wuzu is still intact, then obviously that wuzu does not need to be done again. And as I had pointed out earlier on, we find narratives to both these categories to support both these stances. Thus, for example, we find Hazrat Maimuna, one of the wives of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she is reported to have said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, when he was sleeping in her room, he started to snore. That means that he had gone into deep sleep, and then he woke up, and then he did not do wudu, and he started to pray. Similarly, there is a narrative which says that the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would doze off in the mosque, and they would doze off, and their heads would swing in sleep, but still, when they got up, they would not do wudu and just offer the prayer. On the other hand, there is this narrative which says that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended people that once they get up from sleep, then before doing wudu, they should wash their hands, which of course implies that they should do wudu. So if we gather all these narratives and collate them, what comes to mind is that the reconciliation in between these sort of opposing narratives is that sleep in itself, per se, does not terminate wudu. If one is sure when one gets up and one knows when one's sure, then he or she does not need to do wudu if he or she is sure that the wudu has not broken. However, if she is or he is uncertain, he or she is uncertain that wudu might have broken, then of course it is advisable that one should repeat the option to wudu again, because this would be what would be needed to pray and do other acts which require wudu. So in a nutshell, we can say that sleeping in itself does not nullify wuzu if one is certain in his own heart that the wuzu has not broken. However, if there is some doubt, then wuzu should be done. It is highly advisable. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.